regional differences of some sort.
True. How about your grandfather?
Grandfather was from Marysville on that side of the family. On the mother's side of the family, from Dayton, Ohio.
Your mother was from Dayton?
Yes.
And how about her parents both from there?
No, her father was from there. Her mother was from... it's never been quite clear. There was something very peculiar in that setup. I think she was from Cincinnati, German born, but she was never known. I never knew her.
How about
and you? My mother practically never knew her. So there would be no influence from that side at all.
How about your grandmother? Was she from around Marysville too?
No, she was born in Springfield, Illinois. No, she was born out here up in Worthington, but she lived part of her life in Springfield, Illinois. Lived next door to Abe Lincoln. And she came back, married my grandfather, who owned a big farm in Union County. In fact, her father ran this old Red Lion Tavern over on, you know that, on West, out by Lafayette?
Yeah.
Both sides of the family converge back on Worthington.
Any of the Quakers?
No, they were sound conservative Episcopalians. My great-great-great-great-grandfather was the man who founded Worthington. Both sides of the family came in from Vermont, New York.
There were a good many of the old Quaker families back there, weren't they, in Worthington?
Well, not in the early days. It was an Episcopalian, you see. It was primarily a Connecticut community.
Well, there I got. all the Quakers.
I don't know. I don't think in the early period there was any Quaker influence there.
Now, a few of the odds and ends of numerals, time, and weather. Just to start counting.
1, 2, 3. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.